Blog Talk Radio.
Wow, that actually worked this time. Excellent, excellent, excellent. So, welcome to Doc Sludge's Toxic Cinema, the April Ghoul's Drive-In Wrap-Up. Now, I bet you're wondering by looking at the title of this one, it says Doc Talks. Well, that's because I couldn't fit all of Doc Sludge's Toxic Cinema, April Ghoul's Drive-In Wrap-Up, into the title text. So, that's why it's Doc Talks. But anyway, I love it. I'm getting phone calls on my personal phone in the middle of the podcast. But anyway, so good evening, everyone. I decided that I needed to do a wrap-up on the April Ghoul's Drive-In Monsterama because I had gone over the weekend. It was a wonderful time. And the last three attempts at doing a podcast on this recorded and so on have failed miserably due to technical glitches, mistakes that were made, and interruptions. So we're not going to let it happen this time because yesterday was not a good day for doing a podcast. So anyway, let's get to the drive-in. Now, I would absolutely love to thank Gene and George for putting this festival on. They do it twice a year, which is in April and September. And, oh, I love the show. I've been going for the last 2 years. This is actually my fifth show, so 2.5 years I've been going. And it is just so much fun. Now, it takes place down at the Riverside Drive-In at Vandergrift, Pennsylvania. And I love the drive-in, love the people there. And they cook some amazing, amazing food, which I'll definitely get to in a few moments here. Now, I've only set things to go for about 45 minutes. We're actually not going to spend the whole 45 minutes doing the show, but I want to make sure that I got this all out of my system because there's a lot of stuff to talk about here. Okay. Now, on Friday night, we had the films Basket Case, The Toxic Avenger, Slithus, and Blood Beach. Now, I'm going to talk about just my feelings on each one. Now, first one here, Basket Case. Basket Case is a fun movie. If you don't know what it's about a gentleman who had his Siamese parasite / twin brother monster creepy thing named Belial removed by a team of doctors and a veterinarian. And this guy carries his little brother around in a basket, hence the name Basket Case, and they are in a quest of revenge for the separation of them when they were children. It's bloody, it's fun, but for some odd reason, for me, it didn't translate very well for a drive-in movie. This is more of a 1970s, early 80s grindhouse film that you would see, of course, being made and played in New York City during the grindhouse times on 42nd Street and other areas, which, oh my God, I would have loved to have been there in that time zone or that the section of time. But anyway, yeah, it was definitely good. But it just didn't flow right for me personally, but I know other people really enjoyed it. I mean, it was fun to have on, but it was odd. But anyway, The Toxic Avenger, I love The Toxic Avenger. It is a fantastically bad, awesome movie made by Lloyd Kaufman and the Troma team. I absolutely love this flick. There's nothing bad I can say about it. I think the version that we saw was one of the more uncensored towards the director's cut version, but there's been so many versions released, it is ridiculous of this movie. You've got the Japanese version, you've got the American version, the director's cut, the ultimate director's cut, and then you've got the multiple VHS releases. This is the one where perhaps the most graphic head-crushing death of the drug dealer in the exercise room, and this scene where Toxie goes after a girl in the basement, in a basement with a pair of scissors. So you know it's one of the different cuts from the regular cut that was released. Okay, Slithus. This is a pretty standard, with a couple bonuses, Nature Gone Wild 1970s flick. Because you've got this radioactive contaminated mud that mutates into a fish man beast thing that's excessively violent. It's been feeding on people and dogs and stuff in a beach near Venice Beach. I'm not exactly sure which one it was at the moment because I can't remember, but that's okay. There's something about the movie that I'm a little confused about. Needs more research, so I'm not going to talk about one of my confusion bits. But Slithus runs a little bit slow in some areas, but when you act, the creature is on screen, it's incredibly large and it's incredibly aggressive, and it's actually kind of intimidating too, but in a cool way. And something I wouldn't want to mess with. I mean, it's also a tough critter too. It's like you can't get rid of it. Blood Beach. I actually went home in the middle of Blood Beach because I just could not stay awake. Blood Beach is an interesting little one. It's a combination. Well, it makes you feel like it's a combination monster movie slasher flick, WTF is going on type flick. And, people at a beach start disappearing. And it turns out that it is an underground monster that looks like it looks like a combination of a graboid and a Venus flytrap. Unfortunately, I've heard rumors, I cannot confirm or deny this, that the model of the creature was not fully painted. So it's kind of fleshy and white looking. So it looks like an angry penis monster under the sand that eats people. Is it bloody? Just a little bit. Is it really? I mean, are the kills spectacular? There is one that I actually saw before I went to my hotel and took a nap until the morning. It was basically a really bad dude who was trying to assault a woman, and he falls on the sand, and the creature rips off his junk. And we're talking bloody giblets. I was pretty impressed by that. And anyway, I think he deserved getting his junk ripped off and eaten by the monster. But anyway, Blood Beach was definitely, it was interesting. I can't really, it didn't hold my interest enough to keep me awake because of how slow it was. But, it's definitely a kind of unique thing to actually watch. One of the actors, I cannot remember his name for the life of me, did this whole, I wanted to say almost like an annoyed Italian cop type persona that he dressed like a PI, private investigator. So, some of the remarks and stuff that came out of him were actually pretty darn good. So, definitely points there. Now, moving on to Saturday night. This is actually, there's a couple movies I'm seeing for the first time here. At the April Ghoul's Drive-In Monsterama. Now, Saturday night's movies started out with John Carpenter's The Fog. Now, when I was a kid, and this was in the 80s, early 90s, I would say more towards the 80s, actually, late 80s, The Fog was on TV all the freaking time. And it always scared me because you had these ghost pirates and everything, and it just scared me because it was very atmospheric. So I never watched it. Now, I want to say about 6 or 7 months ago, I was out with my friend Jason, and we went to FYE, and they had the Steelbook version of The Fog. So I picked it up. It was on sale for like $10 or some insanely good price like that. So I picked it up, brought it home, and it ended up in the storage unit. I don't know how, but I never got to watch it. So seeing The Fog at the drive-in for the first time ever was really freaking awesome. And unfortunately, a fog did not roll in, which was kind of a bummer because that would kind of boost the effect of the movie. So it was definitely fun. Definitely fun flick. Very creepy, very atmospheric, very fast moving too. Now, also when I was a kid, the next movie showed up on TV an awful lot. That would be Creepshow. Now, Creepshow is an anthology film where there's different stories throughout. I'm not going to go into the specifics. There's basically like Father's Day, a little tiny specifics where there's a undead and a cake involved. The next one was a murderer's on a beach, and there's a little vicious creature in a crate. His name is Fluffy, by the way. No relation to our garage cat, Fluffy. And there's also a little skit with Stephen King, which I cracked up. I cracked up so hard laughing. It was hysterical. Now, Creepshow has horror elements, but they are slightly comedic, but they're not like horribly scary or vicious. It's more of a yeah type situation, Creepshow. Because they wanted to base the movie off of the old EC comics, like, you know, Tales from the Crypt and so on. Sorry, that's an opposing IP. Sorry. But or like the Creepy magazine, Ghoulish, you know, that type of stuff. And it was really, really a fun movie. I mean, I really seriously enjoyed it. And I'm actually going to be getting the Blu-ray pretty soon here, Creepshow, because I enjoyed it that much. I think I had the Blu-ray of that or DVD, and I traded it to somebody for something else, and I really didn't exactly. This was the first time, so I've actually seen it. So it was just kind of a weird set of circumstances with me and Creepshow. But that's okay. I absolutely loved it. Now, up next is Mother's Day, the 1980s film. It's a movie. Basically, it's one of those women's revenge films where usually a group of men or one solo man does something bad to women, and they get their revenge by the end of the film. Basically, it's one of those. Except for there's a creepy old lady who happens to be the mother of the two bad dudes in this film who's there. And, I don't know. And there's one, I heard there's one hell of a death at the end of the movie that involves some form of sex toy. But anyway, we're just going to leave it at that. Did I get through Mother's Day? Nope. I hate to say it, but I fell asleep after Creepshow. Woke up on Mother's Day and went, where the hell am I? What the hell is happening? What the hell is this I'm watching? And I'm watching it, and I fell asleep again. And I woke up, and I fell asleep again. I woke up, and I'm like, all right, you know what? I'm done. I can't do this. I'm so tired. But I have to reinforce something here. On Friday when I went down, I had to get up at 4:45 in the morning, go to work. Then I left work, drove an hour down towards Pennsylvania, realized I forgot my cell phone at home, drove an hour back to my house, grabbed my phone, and then drove 4.5 hours to Vandergriff, Pennsylvania, and stayed up through all the movies Friday night, slept for about 3 to 4 hours, and then started the whole cycle all over again on Saturday. So I had a little bit too much, and coffee didn't help. I apologize to everybody. I didn't make it through Mother's Day, and I also didn't make it through Burial Ground, which was the last film on Saturday night. Burial Ground, we'll get to in a moment. So Mother's Day, and also the print of Mother's Day was a bit red, a.k.a. vinegar syndrome, and it's okay. I mean, it was kind of hard to see because of how red it was, but that happens, especially with these the prints. Sometimes prints of movies don't get taken care of very well. But we got the best of what we could, and I appreciate Gene and George doing the job that they do. Now, Burial Ground. Burial Ground is... Oh, look, I've got 30 minutes left. Okay. This is just a pop-up on my screen here. Anyway, So burial ground. This is an Italian zombie flick. Dramatic pause, just for dramatic pause. Yes. Burial Ground is kind of unique, but it also is kind of like, okay, it's another Italian zombie film. But it's a fun one because of the amount of gore. The zombies are really cool looking. The music is pretty neat. There are a couple things that are... There's one thing that I found very amusing, is that they misspell English words all throughout this movie. Like, spider is supposed to be S-P-I-D-E-R, but then they spell it S-P-Y-D-E-R. And just stuff like that. It's... If you have to be completely awake when you watch this movie, or you're, it's going to be incoherent. Now, there is something kind of... There is a creepiness factor about this movie that really, once you look at it, you go, oh, that's freaking gross. There's a little bit of incestual thing going on here between a woman and her son in the film. Her son's name is... Real name in real life is... Her son is played by a gentleman by the name of Peter Bark. Now, we'll get to him in just a moment. Now, this relationship between this mother and son is really... Yeah, because the son starts making these moves on the mom, and it's just, like, really gross because, you know, you've got the whole incestuous idea going on. But then you look at her son, and he looks really weird. Like, there's something going on with this kid that does not seem normal in his physicality. That's because Peter Bark, I'm actually going to use the correct term here. So if anybody hears it and you freak out, you know what? I'm on his IMDb. Peter Bark is a dwarf. Okay? He at the time of this movie, he was 22 years old, a full-grown adult, playing a child who has icky feelings towards his mother. And the lady who played his mother was 44 at the time. So it's just, there's a creep factor to this whole thing. And also, I mean, Peter Bark does a great job with what he has, but just the fact that he's playing a child that looks like a child but doesn't look like a child, but there's something not right, just adds the creepy, like, factor. So I would definitely, if you want to see a decent Italian zombie flick with some factor, I would definitely check that out. Now, did I make it through? No, because my tired factor and fighting a yuck, allergies and everything. I pretty much, three quarters of the way through Mother's Day, I pretty much called it quits and went to my hotel and slept till morning. I'm kind of bummed out that I did not see Burial Ground, but my body couldn't handle it. I was just too worn out. And also, I'm sitting here in Sledge Industries in one of two command centers, and I have, oh, look at that. I have my Blu-ray of Slithis over there, my Blu-ray of Basket Case, Toxic Avenger, and Burial Ground. So I can pretty much, you know, watch that whenever I want to. But it would have been neat to actually stay awake and hang out with everybody. Now, I'll tell you what, seeing these movies in a drive-in movie theater type setting or any type of theater setting is a blast because you hear people's reactions. I mean, people were losing their, pardon me, but they were losing their shit laughing with Basket Case and, you know, Creepshow and Toxic Avenger. And it was so much fun, just the interactions with everybody. And plus, I got to tell you, everybody at the drive-in is so nice. It doesn't matter, you know, if it's 2 o'clock in the morning and the chaos is going, hey, how you doing? You can strike up a conversation. It's awesome. So, oh yes, I would also like to mention staff at the Riverside Drive-In. They treat you like family. And if there's anything you want food-wise that they can do, they will make it. For example, Friday night, I had a breakfast sausage and pepperoni pizza. Now, I was originally just going for sausage, but they had an issue, so they used breakfast sausage. And I'll tell you what, it came out really, really yummy. I mean, like, seriously yummy. And just, oh, so good. So I had then, of course, a huge tub of popcorn and Mississippi Mud ice cream sandwich. And what else did I have? That was really, 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 really good. That was actually for Friday night because I had lunch earlier in the day. So Saturday morning, I had breakfast of bacon, eggs, and pancakes later. And I actually brought some vegetables with me, so I had a little bit of a veggie lunch. And for dinner, on Saturday, I had the Nashville Hot, or was it Kentucky? One of those. The chicken that they were promoting. And it was like a chicken strip with a very, very light coating of breadcrumbs and a dry rub that was sweet with a slight bit of heat, and it had different little spices in it. Oh, my God, it was good. It came with a basket of fries. It was either a roll or two slices of bread with pickles. Now, I got two slices of bread, but unfortunately it was a very, very soft white bread, which, because of the way my plumbing has been rearranged, I tell you what, I can't eat that bread, so that's okay. So I kind of put the bread over the side, and oh, mama, those chicken fingers were fan-freaking-tabulous. Oh, my God, they were so good. Okay, now, for the night snacks, I was in the mood for another sausage pizza, but they didn't have sausage. They actually completely ran out of breakfast sausage because of how many people camped over, and that's perfectly fine. And they came up to me and said, Eric, I'm like, yes. Well, we don't have any sausage. I'm like, okay. So you want bacon on your pizza? I'm like, oh my God, yes. So I had a bacon, pepperoni, and mushroom pizza. Oh, delightful. I'm just thinking about it. I'm drooling. I don't normally drool. But thinking about this, oh, it was so good. Yep, and it was a lot of fun. The weather actually stayed quite nice. It was the weather prediction said it was going to go down to 35 and do slick freezing rain and all that crap, like we had during the Hammer weekend. The Hammer weekend was freaking awesome, but it was really, really cold, really, really rainy. It was just weather-wise. I will be honest with everybody, it stayed about 45 degrees at the absolute lowest temperature, and let me see here, and it sprinkled for a little bit, but that was it. And it was perfect spring evenings, both nights, for the April Ghoul's Drive-In Monsterama. And I'm going to the next one. The next one is going to be in September. We do not have a confirmed date yet. As far as I can tell, let me see here, driving. I'm actually on my computer right now, so let's type in, drive-in, there we go. And I think they're still working on what movies they're going to have in September, which is pretty awesome. And if you actually head over to the Drive-In Super Monsterama page on Facebook and you look, you're going to see like what looks like a dead guy standing in the group of everyone. And if you look directly in there, you're going to see a gentleman to his left side, then a guy behind that dude with a hat on. That's me. So this was our usual group photo. And that was pretty awesome. So I really have to say to everybody, please, if you get a chance, please, 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 come on down to the Drive-In Super Monsterama. You will not regret it. It was fantastic. I mean, yeah, it's not exactly 100% family friendly because of the horror flicks and all that stuff. But you know what? We had fun anyway. Well, everyone, that's it for the wrap-up for the April Ghoul's Drive-In. And this is Doc, and I'm officially signing off because I have to go to work tomorrow. I'm tired. So have a great evening, everybody, and be safe.